Oh shit, I almost forgot y'all was with me. You know what time it is. Let's ride. What is going on, Deepsters? It's your man, Big B. How's everybody doing? Everybody's good? I hope you're good, because I'm ready to go. It's been a while since I've been able to hang out with y'all, and it's all good. But here it goes. It's time to ride. Woo! So, let me get y'all caught up on everything that's been going on with your man, Big B. First and foremost, let me let y'all know that the reason why you guys haven't been getting a steady dose of the ride with me is because, man, look, I just been busy. I ain't even gonna front. I have just been busy as hell, and just haven't been able to get down like I wanted to get down, and you know, we ain't gonna shortchange y'all with no foolishness. I have such a backlog of things that I want to talk about, so if I'm all over the place today, I'm gonna need you guys to forgive me for that. I'm getting caught up. I'm just sort of just letting everything off the top of the dome. If I drop three ride with me's tonight, just know I'm just on empty the tank status to just give you everything. I'm geeked up. I miss my crew. I ain't been hanging out with my crew in weeks. And I miss them. I just want to get back behind the mic. I definitely appreciate everybody that showed a little bit of love on the end of the year show that we just dropped literally last night. Let y'all know where I'm at right now. Literally right now, I am sitting in unnecessary traffic. What is unnecessary traffic? I'm sure you feel all traffic is unnecessary, but no, this is unnecessary traffic. It is one vehicle that doesn't know how to merge that is causing a 20-car backup. That is unnecessary traffic. On top of that, it's making me stop someplace where I have a view of a putrid-ass, bullshit, woeful-ass jackass with a cowboy logo on his truck. Someone shoot him fast. Yeah, I said it. Fuck the cowboys. But anyway, we about to get going here in a minute. And I'm gonna empty the tank. This is round one of the empty the tank ride with me. End of the year. Getting back to business. My mic is all over the place. It's loud. It's feedbacking. It's doing everything. It's just wilding. Yes. The sound that you guys hear, yes, that is indeed my, turn this mic down a little bit, it's tripping. That is indeed my car. No sound effects, no nothing. I got my shit piped right, sounding good, she's doing good. She's treating me good. A lot better than I can say about some people. But that's beside the point. Wow. I'm trying to remember some of the things that I wanted y'all to ride with and talk to you about. But the only one that comes to mind is this. Are we all stupid, or do the people that work at fast food, are they just the stupid ones? Now, listen. I'm not trying to put down fast food people. You know, they cool. They can do their thing. That's fine. Wow, I'm getting like way too much feedback in here. Well, I'm gonna let it go, see what it sounds like at the end. But, yeah, man. The thing with fast food people, I've been on this earth for 45 years. And in that lifetime, I've heard about a lot of meal choices and options of what you can eat. And now they come out with these value meals that you just order by number. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the reason why they came out with these meals is so that all you can say is, hey, can I get a number one? And they're going to know, hey, I want a meal. But this latest phenomenon of me ordering a meal and you asking me, do I want a sandwich? Wait a minute. I ordered a meal, and unless you have a sandwich called a number one, don't ask me, do I just want the sandwich or the meal? I ordered a number one, and last time I checked, a number one was a fucking meal. Am I stupid or you? Now, I know some of you are going to say, yeah, but B, there's some dumbass people that come up there, and they'll say, oh, I just want X and X O number. When really they just want the sandwich. But I tell you what, my thing is, if you hold people accountable, you'll start getting better results. I.e., if I come up to the counter and I say, hey, can I get a number one? I'm going to put a sandwich, some fries, and a drink on the counter. And if then you say, oh no, I just wanted a sandwich, well, I get to berate the fuck out of you in front of everyone for being a dumbass and ordering incorrectly. Is that fair? I think so. I don't think we should all suffer for the stupidity of a few. That was one thing that I was feeling one day, and I decided I wanted to share and just kind of get some feedback on. Are y'all with me on that? I mean, really? Are we that dumb? Are we that setback that we have to double check behind foolishness like that? Let's start holding people accountable. Give them what they ask for. And I guess I bet going forward they won't fuck up orders anymore. Anyway, you know, just to show you how out of practice I am with everything that I'm doing. As always, until further notice, everything that drops on the IDS Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. It's either everyone in the United States of America and abroad have a pair of Tweaked Audio headphones, or y'all just not stepping up to the plate. Hey! You know you guys have a list, guys and girls. You know you have a list of people that you forgot to get shit for this Christmas. And you know you got the, oh, I got you something. I just ain't bringing it with me. I forgot it. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Get on the horn. Order some Tweaked Audio headphones. Put in the code IDS. Get all the discounts and all the perks of being an IDS customer that comes along with it. Free shipping. 33% off. Lifetime warranty. Come on, man. It's so dick, you can't beat it. Anyway, back to your show that was previously in progress. Wow. I'm not going to make this long because I don't want to just ramble. And I'm going to be honest with you. I caught the bug. Oh, let me tell you another reason why Ride With Me has been on hiatus. See, the old intro that we used to have, that was actually recorded while I was at my previous job in my previous truck. And I have such a bad taste in my mouth about that job that I was like, you know what? I don't even want to use that fucking intro anymore. But I just didn't have time to sit down and chop a new intro and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fine. I'm lazy. I admit it. Some might say I was busy and had a lot going on. But I'll take lazy because I know you, and especially your monkey ass is hiding over there behind your cubicle. Yeah, you. I know y'all calling me lazy, so whatever. Call me what you want. Just don't call me late for dinner, and don't call me before 12 on Sunday. I got some other shit I want to talk about, I want to touch on, and I'm not even going to get fully into this because I was asked to wait until the next full-fledged IDS show to bring up this discussion. Oh, those woeful ass Philadelphia Eagles. Kmart. Talk to me about them dusty ass birds. Matter of fact, send me your address so I can send you this broom. So you swept y'all ass this year. But I'm not gonna get into that right now. We'll talk about that 2016. Whew. What else I gotta rap to you about? I'm gonna make this short. Actually, I'm gonna get ready to wrap this up right now. Listen, new intro, thank you. Continued love and support from the IDS Nation, thank you. Me and Neen, we've been falling down on the job with the recap. We've been falling down on the job with Ride With Me. We've been falling down on the job with Now In My Glass. But if I have anything to say about it, we about to turn shit around right here, right now. Welcome to Ride With Me again. Hope you continue to enjoy the ride. It's your man, Big B. I'm out like shouting. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.